You're listening to SBS News.
The announcement of the AUKUS Security Pact gave Australia, the US and UK the opportunity to speak highly of their long relationships with one another. But it strained other relationships with France. Australia's new submarine deal has meant the $90 billion submarine project already in place with France will be ditched, and Prime Minister Scott Morrison has defended the decision.
We have sent a very clear message that Australia will always look to others, but we will never have to leave it to others. That we'll be able to sit at the table with our partners and our friends to create a more secure and more stable world, particularly here in the Indo-Pacific.
France's ambassador to Australia, Jean-Pierre Debout, revealed he only learned about the decision to scrap the deal with France through the media.
I am in deep disbelief and deep shock, yes. It was a breach of trust, which has no precedent, not only between France and Australia, but I would say in normal diplomatic relations.
Made back in 2016 under the Turnbull government, he's told SBS French the deal was significant for both nations.
It was a contract about France committing to transfer technology secrets, which are essential to these very specific kind of weapons that are submarines, and transmitting to Australia those secrets in order to build a fully sovereign defense capacity. It was establishing a trust between two major countries.
Mr. Debout has now been recalled to France amid French anger over the abandonment of the contract. It's a serious move, says Dr. William Stoltz, an Australian national security professional and security scholar at ANU.
The act of withdrawing an ambassador diplomatically is a pretty big deal. It's a significant diplomatic gesture. And that I'd note that they've withdrawn their ambassadors simultaneously from the United States and Australia. At this stage, they've said that they will be withdrawing ambassadors to come back to Paris for consultations. So it's not clear exactly how long they'll be withdrawn for, but it's worth noting that I think historically the last time the French withdrew an ambassador from the United States was when Napoleon was still around. So this is a pretty significant gesture.
Dr. Stoltz says he believes the change was strategically made to ensure the US, UK and Australia were united in case tensions with China continue to grow. And he says eventually French-Australian relations won't deteriorate significantly.
While this is a really quite sad low moment for the relationship, I think it's important to remember that those interests are still there, that ultimately we're still going to be very close friends with France. France is a leader of the European Union, and is a really important power for Australia to help encourage other European nations to support the security of the Indo-Pacific region.
Australia's Foreign Affairs Minister, Maurice Payne, has issued a statement saying Australia understands France's deep disappointment with our decision, which was taken in accordance with our clear and communicated national security interests. Australia values its relationship with France, which is an important partner and vital contributor to stability, particularly in the Indo-Pacific. This will not change. Bernadette Clark, SBS News.